This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, if I sit still enough to pay attention to our opening music, you know, with all of the stuff that Super Don throws in there, I mean, we've used that one for a while, but... Yeah, I listened to it again intently, Super D, and it was scary. I'm thinking, dude, that's our Halloween theme right there. We just need to play that over and over. You just read drug insert packages inserts, and it's like, ah, run.
Yes.
Warning.
It is scary. It is scary.
FDA-approved drug.
And that's the reason why we play that stuff, is because you would think after listening to the commercial, you would run screaming out the door away from the TV because of all the things that they say that it'll do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I just, look at this. Roseanne Lindsay, our friend, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, natureofhealing.org, she put up, "Dear trick-or-treaters, tonight you can ring my bell, but I will not answer. I don't promote sugar or the industry that profits from it at our expense, but you can ring my bell." And then she had the nerve, the gall, to link the song by Anita Ward, "Ring My Bell," from 1979.
Oh, God, that is like the worst earworm of all time.
Exactly, and I said that. I said, thanks for the earworm. It's perfect for Halloween because it's extra scary. And she had to one-up me on it, and she linked this, earworms are better than ear spiders any day, and she linked the video about a doctor finding a spider living in a woman's ear.
Those stories come along every once in a while, and they always have to have a great video with it. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Roseanne. Okay, it is Halloween. I will give you a pass. Yeah, I mean, you are being appropriate for Halloween. You might as well spooky it on out. And, in fact, I've asked Super Don to go. I just had this feeling. There was another song. We played Warren Zevon on the break, Werewolves of London, for those of you watching on the YouTube. By the way, we're syndicated by our great, wonderful home in broadcast radio syndication. It's called GCN, Genesis Communications, GCNlive.com, up to the satellite, down to stations around the country, then archived there immediately, and then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and, of course, SoundCloud, and now on YouTube when we go live. I don't know why I just told you all of that. Oh, I know, because I there was another Halloween song I wanted to hear. And at the bottom of the hour, I thought of the Atlanta Rhythm section, Spooky, ARS Spooky, and it really was something from my memory. And when you play it on the break, you tell me if you've ever heard it before, Super D, because you make fun of me with my Southern rock roots.
Yes, I will let you know. Yes.
Okay. That's just one of the things. We got Chris Barr coming up, not a doc. Before we get there, the nurse who was hired to combat cancer myths online. Okay. She has a series of myths that she was hired to counteract. Because when people get cancer, they, darn it, they look up the Internet. They go to the Internet and they find stuff. And so number one on her list, sodium bicarbonate can cure cancer. You know what? I don't have a problem with her trying to dismantle that myth because I agree it is not the cure for cancer. I have interviewed Dr. Tullio Simoncini, the oncologist from Italy, very controversial figure. And I've interviewed and I've talked to doctors who have used his therapy of sodium bicarb, infusions, drinking it, etc. And, you know, it's one aspect of it. You know, to some degree, they talk about the pH aspect, the cancer is a fungus aspect. I get that. but the results were spotty, not consistent. That's not good enough for me. So I'm not going to argue if you say sodium bicarbonate is not the cure for cancer. Not going to argue that. Could it be one element? Yeah. I mean, there are reasons to utilize it in certain ways and times. But is it the real thing? No. How about this? Sugar gives you cancer. Notice how they said it gives you cancer. I would have said sugar feeds cancer is more accurate. I don't say it gives you cancer. And in fact, it's the lack of the minerals in the sugar that are precipitating what we see in terms of feeding cancer, because we know cancer cells are obligate glucose metabolizers. You've heard that many times before. But what they say is, oh, no, sugar doesn't do it, but obesity does. Well, by the time you're obese, you are likely so deficient in chromium that you can't metabolize the sugar at all, and they're going to call you insulin resistant. Which I'd call it a lie, but they're not smart enough to even lie about it. That's what they figure sounds about right. They can't figure it out about the chromium deficiency. We'll get to that with Chris this hour. Here's another. So, Super D, it's a mixed bag here. I thought I'd be really antagonistic to this thing, this woman that has to, like, counteract stuff on the internet. It's not all clearly, you know, negative. Not 100%.
Well, but it's not clear,
no.
Period. I mean,
true.
The way that they're throwing these generalities out there.
It's a straw man they throw out. Because,
yeah.
For instance, vitamin C cures cancer. No, it doesn't. Yeah, we've talked about it with Chris at length about the myths of vitamin C, what it is, what it isn't. And I get it when you do high-dose intravenous administration of ascorbic acid. It can do stuff. But we can do at microgram doses of selenium what grams of the so-called C that they have can't do consistently. So I'm not even defending the vitamin C cures cancer. We're one of the few health shows that doesn't go gaga over vitamin C. At least the synthetic, artificial variety. Only old people get cancer. Did I ever say that, Super Don? And I'm on the internet.
I honestly don't know anybody who said that.
Right. So it's like they're straw man. Throwing up a straw man to say, hey, look what stupid stuff is on the internet. Ha, ha, ha. This is how easy it is to counteract it. No. We got cancer in kids. But it's because of a generational decline. We have complete saturation of toxicity across the generations now to where cancer is happening in a broader number of folks within younger and younger generations. That is factual. How about this? Sharks don't get cancer. I don't know. I've seen tumor-like things growing on a shark, not a personal one that I knew, but pictures of it.
Well, what they're referring to is shark cartilage.
Oh, right. Yes. Everybody takes shark cartilage, and that'll prevent you. Why do you think that eating shark cartilage is enough to prevent cancer, much less cure it, just because they claim sharks don't get cancer? Again, more straw men. If you're falling for this stuff, there's so many more issues that are much more relevant and critically important in terms of addressing the cause of cancer and promoting its reversal through 100% whole food nutrition. Oh, here's my favorite one. You know which one this is, right? Coffee enemas help. I'm reading it just like their mini headlines in there. Coffee enemas help. Now, if anybody says coffee enemas cure cancer, they're lying to you as well. Dr. Nick Gonzalez didn't say coffee enemas cure cancer. The reason he recommended it, as they did in the Gerson therapy, is because of the cachexic induction that happens when, if you have a rapid attack, let's say you modulate immunity, you do a lot of great things, and suddenly your cells, your immune system is just kicking the aspirin of that cancer right out of your body. The enzymes are eating it away. And now you've got all of this debris dumping to the liver. The liver's going, ah, scarier than Halloween. I can't handle it. It's too much. And these people were already congested in terms of liver function, kidney function, renal function, lymphatic stasis, all of these things. And so the idea of a coffee enema to cure cancer, no, it's to deal with the toxic effect of beating cancer back. Even if you're doing chemo, which we don't recommend, but even non-chemo attempts at really rapidly reducing cancer cells in the body will result in the debris field flooding the system that's designed to eliminate it, and your system is so compromised because you're, you know, let's face it, you've been having cancer for years and haven't addressed it. So coffee enemas, not the cure for cancer, but a critical management tool to facilitate an inordinate amount of toxins overwhelming your liver and elimination system and getting them out very rapidly, very safely. Just correcting the straw men that they're building up here. And then the last one on the list, it's a modern disease. because they found an occasional Egyptian mummy that had evidence of cancer cells, they're saying, well, it happened just the way. And you know what? Mummies had autism too, right? All the Egyptian children had autism too. Right? Oh, Chris, you're on. Hey, buddy. Not a doc is here. Oh, I didn't know. Sorry. Here, I'm grabbing my Not a Doc is in t-shirt. I'm going to put it on so Angie doesn't yell at me.
Okay. Yeah, those Egyptian children with autism.
Yeah. Did you? I don't know if Super Don sent you this article, because I know I want to get into the type 3 diabetes with you this hour, but I don't know if you saw or anything I commented on. If you want to add your 2 cents, I'm going to put the shirt on while you're talking.
Well, yeah, I do actually want to put my actually $2 million in, not 2 cents, because, you know, if you drink canned just tea, a level teaspoon and a teacup of warm water, then you don't need that coffee enema. Unless you're just into water sports, then have at it.
Canned just
will do the same thing just from orally and other things, and with the Not a Doc cancer protocol with selenium and chromium that are both also liver-specific nutrients.
Yes.
No coffee enema is needed. If you're into water sports, then have at it. But we don't use those.
Well, the thing is,
value.
Super, yeah, you do. I know you do. And Super Don, of course, is very excited. He'll only ask this question. Can I mix the canned just tea into my coffee?
Yes. Actually, Angie actually hates canned just tea, as many people do. But she found out if she mixes in her coffee, that it's not bad at all. So that's how she's now doing her canned just on the occasion she uses it, is she mixes it in her coffee.
Oh, there you go. Super D is in now, and he's got an excuse to never have to resort to a coffee enema. You've just made his Halloween night.
Yeah, not that it's going to stop you from trying to get me to.
I'm still waiting for our listener from Switzerland to buy a plane ticket for you to fly to Switzerland,
because
that would make you reconsider.
No coffee enema required with canned just.
All right, so tell Angie I'm wearing the shirt. I just put it on. Those of you watching on the YouTube, Not a Doc is in. He is here, Chris Barr, my good buddy. And I'm so happy to be celebrating, if we are indeed, Halloween, for whatever that's worth, the scary stuff we're trying to counteract in the mainstream media.
Well, the American Diabetes Association, just as accurately known as the American Dummies Association, that's pretty scary.
I would agree with that. And you know, we're going to counteract it. There's a thing called not type 1, not type 2, but type 3. What is it? And what can we do to counteract it, if it's even real? We're going to find out, because Chris Barr is here with us. Special Halloween edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is it type 3 or type 3C? Are we going to play bingo? What is this game we're playing? Anyway, those of you watching on YouTube, we're going to chat with Chris some more on the break. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play Spooky by the Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right. Robert's happy because Not a Doc is here. My good buddy Chris Barr. I'm wearing a shirt. Come on, Angie. You got to give me some love. Happy Halloween for those of you doing whatever kind of crazy celebrations. We're celebrating by bringing the power to heal back to you, or reminding you that you already have that power, but other people have tried to convince you you don't have it, and they'll steal your prostate. Like the call from Linda, who was calling on the break about her husband, who already had it removed, now is being given radiation for something he doesn't even have anymore, just because in the area they say, there's still some cancer cells over there. Chris, I mean, I want to reach through and find that doctor and beat him, and I'm not a violent man, but just that human emotion just wells up in me and says, my gosh, these doctors are butchers.
Yeah, well, they are, and, you know, prostate is the most responsive of all cancers to selenium. I mean, they're all very responsive, but prostate even more so than the rest of them. So that's just a real shame.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Now, in terms of cancer and sugar, we might talk more about that link in a little while, but I want to get into this thing called type 3. We've talked about type 1, we've talked about type 2, and it's not that we can't go back over it for new listeners, and we will, but also point out the absurdity of the two words put together to sound like they think like they know what they're saying, insulin resistance, when they have no earthly idea what they're actually saying. But yeah, then we go to type 3 or type 3C. So we got to move away from this segment to the next longer one. We got to dive headlong into this again.
Well, it's type 3C they're talking about. Because they're hedging their bets, because they've been pushing for some time to rename Alzheimer's as diabetes type 3.
Right.
Because they've noted that people with Alzheimer's have higher blood sugars and their pancreas isn't working. And, well, there's a very good reason for that. It's because the same chromium is the key to diabetes, and chromium is one of the three keys to Alzheimer's. Silicon is number one, and then selenium and chromium kind of battle with each other in a tie for second behind that. So if you have diabetes, you have very low chromium levels, and the same foods that cause low chromium also cause low selenium and low silica. So they're too stupid to know that. So they're pushing for Alzheimer's to be renamed diabetes type 3. That's why this new discovery they're calling 3C, because even though they haven't officially recognized Alzheimer's as type 3, they're pushing for it. So they're hedging their bets by calling this new finding 3C.
Right. Well, 3A and 3B weren't working. It's sort of like hepatitis C, D, E, F, or G, or HTLV 1, 2, 3, now HIV. I mean, they keep making stuff up, and they keep duping the people, and then they end up giving up body parts, like Linda's husband, to prostate cancer diagnoses, even if they say it's a fast-moving cancer. Prostate cancer is the slowest moving cancer, but even if it's fast, it's probably moving 5 miles an hour in the 55 zone. So we can do so much for this. But in this case, I see reference to infectious potential. They call it pancreatitis, the inflammation of the pancreas. And we do hear about that in alcoholics, with alcoholic liver having pancreatitis, although not exclusively that. I think it could be induced by drugs too, or maybe there's an infectious source.
Well, yes, it's an inflammation, and there's damage there. And, you know, there's some silver linings on this dark cloud that we might have to wait for the longer stretch to get into.
Sure.
But just setting it up, one of them is they're actually admitting to a need for digestive enzymes in these cases. So that's amazing to hear medical science talk about a need for digestive enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you drink canned GST tea, you don't need the digestive enzymes because it'll fix that problem. But for them to even admit digestive enzymes may be a necessity medically is a silver lining on this dark cloud of diabetes type 3C.
But then again, the cause of the inflammation is not addressed, right? My father, I talk about him, and he did about half the things I told him to do. He eventually died of, well, renal failure, but he was on hemodialysis for about 9 months, and he just, like, he had it. He couldn't be tethered. But I remember when I was younger, he was diagnosed a couple of times with pancreatitis. Now, he was never diagnosed with blood sugar issues for whatever reason, but he drank some alcohol in his day. I mean, so I always linked the two in that regard, so I knew that when I got smart enough later in life, the liver played a vital role here. And I believe in addition to the chromium, which plays a role not only in blood sugar metabolism, but the liver health, and the selenium and the CanGest is going to play a role for anybody diagnosed with this type 3C. So we're going to get to that. Those of you watching on YouTube, we'll bring a little Atlanta Rhythm section into your ears instead of Ring My Bell earworms or spiders for Halloween in your ear. That'll be better. And then we'll be back with Not a Doc on Radio to talk about this type 3C.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you're watching on YouTube, you got to hear a little Atlanta Rhythm section on the break. Spooky for Halloween. Now I've got to play something even spookier. Not nearly the quality of music, but it'll get the point across because Chris Barr is in the house, and we got to talk about this because it's spooky to have diabetes. Yeah, 1, 2, or 3, or 3C.
I am your pancreas. I'm about 6 inches long. I sit behind your stomach, across the back of your abdomen. So take care of your pancreas so it continues to work well. So your food keep digesting. Insert glucose to fuel yourself. I am your pancreas.
I mean, if ARS wrote a song about the pancreas, it would have sounded way better, Chris. But, hey, I had to use what I had.
Okay.
So we were talking about this type 3C, again, related to Alzheimer's because they talk about the sugar levels being high. But the infectious causes, or as I talked about, the liver relationship to pancreatic function. Why do people who drink excess alcohol are more vulnerable or more likely to be diagnosed with this pancreatitis? Because if it's bad enough, it can kill you instantly. I mean, it can be really severe.
Yes, absolutely. And again, there's a reason that pancreatic cancer is one of the most lethal, most difficult and fastest killing of all, because the pancreas is vital for pancreatic enzymes in a cancer fight. That's why CanGest tea that helps to restore liver, gallbladder, and pancreatic function mm-hmm. is so helpful against cancer. So if you have a compromised pancreas, you're going in with two strikes against you from the get-go.
So if we're looking at the, as they call it, maybe infectious sources of pancreatic inflammation, I mean, I think of, again, I think of selenium, number one on my list. But, of course, we use other things to help immune function and even reduce the burden to the immune system, like the silver hydrosol, for instance. That could be appropriate. I wouldn't say no to that. But, you know, it's a terrain issue ultimately.
Yes, it is. And, again, you have selenium. It's an anti-inflammatory. And when there's low chromium, there is low selenium because they exist or don't. They're taken out of the same foods. You've got inflammation plus selenium is a key to the immune system. It's the biggest key, nutritionally speaking. You know, there are other things you can do, you know, with silver and with other items that help in the immune system. But selenium boosts immune system activity in so many ways. Mm-hmm. As well as being an anti-inflammatory.
Right. So they're confounded in this Newsweek article. By the way, folks, go to robertscabell.com. You'll see the links are up there in the show notes to these articles. And they're saying, well, you know, you could have this pancreatitis, but my goodness, the diabetes might not occur until 10 years later. Could it be that the temporary localized inflammation wasn't necessarily due to an abject chromium deficiency, and then 10 years down the road you got deficient enough that it manifested?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's the reason that pancreatitis exists is because of already low levels of chromium and selenium, key to the immune system, key against inflammation. You know, so, yeah, when you don't address the actual root cause, lack of chromium, lack of selenium, mm-hmm. then, yeah, it's going to show up down the road. And when the problem becomes deeper seated, then you're going to end up with a diabetes, whatever they want to call it, type 3C.
Right.
So it kind of makes sense, though, because I've been hearing more and more adults diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, which is juvenile diabetes, which I've been kind of shaking my head. What's wrong with these dunderheaded doctors? And then I see this article that they're noting that doctors are misdiagnosing adults with type 1 when it's really this type 3C, you know, which is really just an advanced, another way around the block of diabetes type 2,
right?
You know, because of the inflammation and infection from immune compromise.
Chris, for the sake of it being Halloween, and we've got to kill something on Halloween, why not kill the misapplied concept of insulin resistance? Can we get the shovel out and bury that?
Oh, man, and insulin sensitivity. You know, insulin resistance and insulin sensitivity are both stupidity. That's just medical stupidity. Insulin is not resisting doing its job. Chromium and insulin are cofactors. When you don't address the cofactor, then the insulin doesn't work as well, and eventually won't work. It's not that insulin is resisting doing its job. It can't do its job because you haven't addressed the chromium issue. The same with insulin sensitivity. Same thing on the other side, two sides of the same coin. Chromium is required. It's recognized as being required as an essential nutrient for sugar metabolism. Why? It's a cofactor with insulin, and there are other reasons also. So there is no sensitivity crying in the corner or resistance, you know.
Your insulin hasn't gone all millennial snowflake on you.
No, and it's not jumping out of the corner into a boxing match. It's not resistant, and it's not sensitive. It just doesn't have the chromium cofactor that is required, discovered at the National Institutes of Health in 1959.
So if your doctor says you have insulin resistance, unless he's open to be educated by you because you've heard Chris Barr, you've read what he's written and heard what we talk about here on the show, you may want to find another doctor.
Yeah, well, good luck finding one that actually understands chromium. But, yeah, you need to just do some basic biochemistry, and so does he.
And, Chris, you're not exaggerating because there are very well-known, quote-unquote, holistic DOs and MDs that still talk about insulin resistance, and I just kind of face-palm, shake my head and go, and you're supposed to be the smart guy in the room that's gone holistic?
Well, the entire nutrition community in integrative medicine talks about metabolic syndrome, which is another medical myth. You know, the metabolic syndrome is defined as having three of five issues. Well, three of those are high blood sugar, high cholesterol, and low HDL. Well, all three of those are chromium deficiency. So if you address the chromium, then there is no metabolic deficiency, which means, in truth, there's no such thing as metabolic deficiency. It's just a gross chromium deficiency and a selenium deficiency.
Well, and we could argue, too, with the whole religion of AIDS being somehow linked to a retrovirus that there's no test for, 120 different diseases, any one of which could kill you if you have no immune system. And so why do they worry about the retrovirus that they can't detect? Well, there's an industry spawned about it, and it's a self-fulfilling, profitable prophecy for Big Pharma. So this is a theme that runs through many different disease and syndrome diagnoses.
Yes, and including metabolic syndrome, which is a medical myth.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you this, Chris, because, you know, I've been hearing some people that are trying to lose weight. Now, we always talk about weight will come off in terms of a natural extension of altering your diet, cleaning up your act, and getting the minerals back in. But do you ever find, like, particularly women who say, you know what, I've gone organic, I'm starting to take all these minerals and things, and I stubbornly can't lose the weight. Is there something else we're missing? And could it be an emotional wound, like a lot of women we're hearing now about abuse, of emotional, sexual, physical abuse from the past? Are there things like that that really impact metabolism so much that even the minerals can't reach it?
Well, absolutely. Stress causes weight gain, causes water weight gain. So, yeah, absolutely, that can. But oftentimes, it's also a gross deficiency of chromium, which enters into mood elevation. If you have chromium, if you don't, then you have depression. It's even recognized in the medical literature if you dig for it. And, you know, chromium also increases the metabolic efficiency of not just sugar, but of lipids and of protein. So one of the hard parts of dieting is people are hungrier. They miss food. Well, when you have the chromium levels built up, then you're able to eat less food without missing it as much or missing it at all. In fact, there's been, again, another little industry spawned, people selling chromium as a magic fat-burning pill. Mm. It's not a weight loss or fat-burning pill, but it does allow dieting to be more successful because the biggest one of the biggest problems with dieting is people are hungry. Well, they won't be hungry. They'll be able to eat less food more successfully with proper chromium levels.
Chris, I've said for people that are learning about the importance of fasting, how that can be good medicine in the natural world, that if they can't go an hour or two, or much less 10 or a day without eating, they just think they're going to die. That also indicates the chromium isn't there. And if they have it, they could probably more successfully go through a fast, even if it's a short 3-day scenario, much less a longer one.
Yes, absolutely. You know, again, when the body has the stores that it's supposed to have, it doesn't panic or go into a panic mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's largely chromium deficiency.
And I'm thinking also with the advent of our knowledge understanding of molecular hydrogen as we do through the Echo Water, seemingly supercharging the efficiency of these minerals like selenium, chromium, et cetera. Dr. Batman-Gelidge wrote all those years ago when I interviewed him that you're not hungry, you may in fact be thirsty. Low-level chronic dehydration, much less our ability to release hydrogen from the water like they were coming bubbling out of the earth in ancient times, seems to be another aspect to this.
Well, yes. In fact, I know a woman that went from 301 pounds that she had gained from 98 pounds from 25 different medications. And when she just added hydrogen water, she didn't change her diet. She didn't take supplements. She just was, long story short, was introduced to hydrogen water and just drank it because it was saving her money. It had nothing to do with trying to do anything health-wise. Mm-hmm. But she went from 301 pounds down to 120 pounds over the course of a year. And the only change she made was drinking hydrogen water. No diet change,
nice.
No supplements, just hydrogen water.
Amazing. The Echo Water you can get from Chris and Angie. You can go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook. Also, another thing to consider for the anxiety issues, people are carrying a lot of these stresses. The CBD has been quite extraordinary as well, and even getting people off of anti-anxiety drugs.
Yeah, we're so excited seeing that. I got a woman from 5 oxycodone over several years down to 2 in just 2 weeks of CBD use.
Wow. Folks, this is great Halloween happiness coming through. And, Chris, if you want to stick around, we want to prevent you from having a hilarious headstone written after you pass it, if they indeed put your body in the ground. There's some funny ones, and we're gonna lighten it up and humor it, but we've gotten some great information to empower you with not only information, but even the substances of the appropriate variety to get in your body, get in my belly, that will help you this Halloween and beyond. We'll be back with hilarious headstones after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We want to keep you from having a headstone till much later, right? No rush. What's the rush to have a headstone? It is Halloween, of course. A lot of people put up funny and silly spooky headstones as a joke, like on their front yard as you're going trick-or-treating, if you're doing that. But Super Don came across an article that actually has real, it looks like honest-to-goodness headstones, the people who have passed to another place and their bodies are buried there. And Super D, you gotta catch us up with this. Is this for real? I mean, I'm reading some of these, like, the first one I saw that made me laugh uncontrollably, I chuckled. The headstone says, see other side.
It was the wrong side of the headstone. So the they put that on the back of the headstone. Yeah.
I thought there would be nothing on the other side, but that's cute. See other side. Maybe it was the other side of life going there. But there's some other funny ones.
I told you I was sick. Yeah, there's 35 different examples here, and these are actual headstones where, you know, when the individual passed, they decided to go out with a sense of humor, which I can totally respect. I think it's great. But you've got some here. There's one on the front that says, "Damn, it's dark down here."
Yeah, and there's the wrong way, I guess. Huh?
There's a couple of them here where they're like grandmas that put cookie recipes on the front of their headstones. Yeah,
that's really actually a gift that keeps on giving, potentially, there.
Yeah.
I was liking this one. If one of the Bengals passes away, they could have this one. I was hoping for a pyramid.
Yeah.
Walk like an Egyptian. That's right.
Yeah, I like this one here. It says, Steve and Anya in eternal bliss, MasterCard and Visa still looking for the payments they missed.
She always said her feet were killing her, but no one believed her. I think she could have used some chromium and selenium and silica, actually.
People were not listening, apparently.
No. Here lies John Yeast, pardon me for not rising.
Not rising, yes. And then there's this one here. This has no other markings on it, and just on the front, four words. Sucks to be me.
I see another one that's really a fancy... inscription, literally carved out of the stone, D-E-A-D, dead. I guess that's right to the point. Yeah. Chris, have you ever seen a funny headstone, or are these just, I don't know, people are pulling them out of who knows where, but I like the sense of humor here.
Well, D-E-A-D is a four-letter word.
That is true. That is true. Here lies a psychic, Rita Kaslov. Place your palm here. Cost you only $5, she says. Still raking in the cash after death, so. Oh, interesting.
This one's insightful here. It says, there's a plaque on the front of it that says, "Now I know something you don't."
That's it. Come and take a look, but not too soon, perhaps. What did Leslie Nielsen say? Let her rip. Sit on a whoopee cushion. That's right. I've heard about that one. Oh, my gosh. These are crazy good. I don't know. I think, you know, humor, one of the greatest things about being alive, Chris. I love to laugh. I know you love to laugh. And there's enough things to make people cry nowadays. It's just what a gift that somebody is giving here after they pass away, that you pass by their headstone and you chuckle. That's really nice.
My family said with my mom, she can honestly put her children around the headstone circled with theirs and say, "My children slept around."
Angie, that's right. Not a nurse is with us now, too. Merv Griffin on his headstone. I will not be right back after this message. That's cute. Oh, man. There's really, really. Let's see. Jesus called and Kim answered. Oh, okay. I guess Kim was the one at the headstone. She's got a cell phone there. That's funny. My goodness, there's some silly ones. Oh, wait. Spanx. Arthur Spanx, his wife, Catherine. I guess that's why that goes back from 1919. Raised four beautiful daughters with only one bathroom and still there was love. Hey, that's saying something, because nowadays people would not know what to do with one bathroom.
Well, my favorite one is still See Other Side.
See Other Side, that's cute. Oh, here's a great one from the voice of all the cartoons, Mel Blanc. Badeep, badeep, badeep. That's all, folks.
That's great.
Yeah, my goodness. Well, folks, great holiday edition, if we can call it that. I don't think it's much of a holy day when you're scaring up the dead, but I guess there's all kinds of ways to have fun on planet Earth, and we're doing our level best to do it this Halloween. So I hope you've had a safer one than they've had in certain areas of New York City. Again, keep your spider senses tingling. Let spirit guide you through these times, and we'll continue to remind you. Well, actually, Chris, have you ever closed the show and said that famous saying?
The power to heal is yours.
I love it. I like the way Chris says it. All right, back tomorrow with more powerful healing. Thanks for being here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.